Zin's Sins, Wicked Winemaker's First Label, Book 4. Written by Heather Slade. Read for you by J. River Pierce and Stephanie Nemeth Parker.
1. Jada. My wrists burned as the rope he'd used to tie me to the hooks he'd pounded into the wall chafed my skin. I was bound facing him so I could witness his pain, he'd said, because I was there instead of the woman he really wanted.
I told you to open your fucking eyes,
he screamed, like he repeatedly did before he cracked the whip that seconds later would slice into my naked flesh. I clenched my jaw, opening my eyes as wide as I could, knowing if they were closed when the strands of leather connected with my body, he'd make me endure several more lashes worse than the first.
Jada, wake up. You're having a nightmare.
I heard a deep voice say in the split second before the whip hit. Nightmare? I squinted through one eye, then opened both to look into those of my brother. Montano? I tried to whisper, but no sound came out. He touched my forehead with a cool, damp cloth. My stomach rolled with the pungent smell of pine and lemon, but the nausea subsided when he caressed my cheek with his other hand.
It was just a dream. You're safe, sis. I've got you.
My eyes darted around the room. I heard the steady beep of a machine, but when I tried to turn my head to see it, I found I was unable to move. I wanted to ask where I was, but I couldn't form the words. When was the last time I had? All I remembered was every time I'd opened my mouth, it was to scream. When Montano glanced behind me, I tried to turn my head a second time. Again, it wouldn't move. Not that I really needed to look. I knew Vale, Oliver, Zin sat on the other side of the bed. I always knew when he was close. In the past, I'd craved it. I didn't now. The door opened and a man walked in. I recognized him, though I didn't know him well. Bones, that's what my brother and his friends called him. He was a doctor. Montano, who those same friends called Onyx, stood and leaned down to kiss my forehead.
I'll be right outside.
I tried to nod, but I couldn't. It was as though my brain and body were disconnected. The pine and lemon aroma of the cloth he'd held was replaced by the sterile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?